The Soft Revolution of Love with Mirk Schouten and Ole Damagard. Good morning, Ole.
Good morning, good morning. I'm very happy to be here with you today. Yeah, my YouTube channel was destroyed a few years ago. Well, I had hundreds of thousands of subs or whatever on it. And now Vimeo as well. And also on BitChute, they're also starting to shut me down there, and on brand YouTube. So it's like, it's really tricky because now the so-called guidelines are spreading. It's like, I think these smaller channels are being intimidated by the big ones. They're being approached and scared, so they start doing the same thing. And I find it's really sad and also very frustrating, because when, like now with this Vimeo channel that got shut down, it's like more than 300 interviews that are linked into the website and many other stuff. But then I have to re-upload and re-link every single one. So it's like time-consuming, but this is the name of the game.
Yeah, you don't
know,
have
they
anybody.
They can't get you in one way, they try to get you in another way. So,
yeah, so. I know. So you don't have anybody to help you with that?
I have, but it's got a small little wonderful team around me, and people in Spain, in Sweden, in India, and but it's still, you know, I have to pay them, and it's and also the frustration. But like I say, I don't want to complain. Absolutely not. It is what it is, and it's testing also the stamina of us who are doing this type of work. So you just have to just accept, adjust, accommodate, as they say in Raj Yoga, and deal with it. So, and then I get a fever, and then I lie down, and then I'm back up, and then I fix it, and that. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, your body is fighting for you, so that's why you have a fever.
Something is overloaded, but I have that tendency when it gets too much, if it's just heat, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, you're in Indonesia, it's warm there. It's very cold here in Belgium, and you're not going to get thrown off my website. Nobody can get to it, just me. So my one question to you is, if you would start a soft revolution of love, how would you fill in such a revolution?
It's what it's all about. For me, I'm officially an expert in false flag operations and terror attacks and assassinations, but that's just the area that I've focused on. But my intention has always been love, peace, compassion, forgiveness, and how to transcend this madness. It's like if you're in a schoolyard and there's a school bully that is terrorizing everyone, you have to face that individual. But the intention is still love. You know, you want peace and harmony for everybody there. But sometimes you need to meet these big bad boys. And so I'm not sure if I answered your question. I'm living that revolution. I've been doing it for the last 40 years or my whole life, actually.
That is great. So tell my listeners who don't know you, I didn't know you before until Hans Rietveld talked about you. Tell the listeners then what you do exactly, because they don't know anything about you.
What I do is I spent around, it was the year 1980 that I sort of woke up to, it was the JFK assassination that shook me when I started to seeing what was actually going on behind the scenes and how very big forces could be behind something that, when you look at it, it's very clear within half an hour that something very bizarre is going on. And yet the official story is being pushed. So at that time I was working as a reporter, and I got obsessed with the JFK assassination, actually. And then that took me over the years into the assassination of Martin Luther King, of Robert Kennedy, Malcolm X. At that time, I had no idea that these were actually connected, that these assassinations were carried out by the same dark force that was behind these operations. And then it took me into the Olof Palme assassination, the Swedish prime minister, or the alleged assassination of him in 1986. And so, because one of the things I found out over the years was that there were actual templates being used. I think a template that was actually created by the old Romans. There's so much going on today that comes from the old Roman Empire, how they created and fine-tuned and developed different tactics against the population, how an elite few can control the masses. That has been the name of the game for these forces.
Yes, they are doing the divide and rule thing at the moment.
That's one of them. There's like four or five of them. I can very easily go through them. Divide and conquer, that is such an important one. You know, where instead of us understanding who's actually doing all of these things to us, they want to go in and divide us and say, no, it's your neighbor, no, it's the blacks, no, it's the white, no, it's the Hindus, no, it's the Sikhs, it's the Muslims, it's the... All it depends on what nation you're living, because they use different tactics. Divide and conquer is one of them. Diversion is another, which is part of all black ops and military operations and psychological operations.
Yes.
Just before it happens, boom, something goes off over to the left or whatever, so that your attention is being pulled in one direction while the actual thing is actually going down in the other direction.
Yes. Have you heard Sasha Stone speaking Saturday on the Alaptra United conference?
No, but he's here on Bali as well. We're friends, but I have not heard that. No.
Okay. Have you not heard of Alaptra United?
I don't know. There's so many.
Okay. Well, you can ask him about it, but it's a really, really big global organization which unites people from all religions, from all countries, and they're having all these projects, and it's just great. It was
excellent.
A conference that was watched on YouTube and streamed by so many people. It has been watched by millions of people. It took 8 hours. All these people did a little talk. And one of them was Sasha Stone, one of them was me. But they had so many talks that they said, well, your talk didn't get in it because there were so many, and they're going to broadcast my talk on Alaptra TV UK. And I did a live interview for Alaptra TV UK the 4th of March. And it's really getting good reviews. It's on YouTube. And of course, I published it on my site. The only thing that's going to work is unite, and that's what they're doing. And have you heard of the United People Foundation?
I'm sure I have.
I think you will know the name that is associated with United People Foundation and the Bee of Joy, which is Ronald Bernard. Have you heard of him?
I know Ronald.
Yeah. So Ronald is the one that started the United People Foundation and the Bee of Joy.
Okay. I did a conference in Belgium, in Breda. I'm not sure if that's Holland or Belgium.
Holland.
I think it's Belgium.
That's Holland.
Together with Ronald in a beautiful, beautiful church a year or two ago. Mm. So
I got so fed up with the Netherlands that I took on the Belgian nationality and I live in Belgium now. Which they also speak Dutch there. It doesn't matter.
Excellent. But then the most important of these Roman tactics is problem, reaction, solution. That is the one that is key to so many things that we see. And it works in the following way, that the few in power secretly create a problem. They always need something from the outside to scare us. Because
yes.
Everything is, the only way they can control us is through fear. So they need us to be afraid.
Yes.
So they secretly create a problem. And nowadays, this problem is more or less always a financial crash, an alleged terror attack, an alleged mass shooting, or a virus scare. So something, boom, goes off over there.
Can I ask you another question? Do you believe in Bitcoin? Oh, you're talking about financial crisis that they were going to trigger.
We're very much into Bitcoin, especially my wife. And hopefully it's the way out, or a big part of the way out. But since nobody knows who created Bitcoin, it's a big mystery.
Okay, because Ronald Bernard is creating his own kind of Bitcoin, the Euro.
Yeah, there's so many different digital currencies. So it's like, but which one and what and who's behind it? Because also, as part of the agenda that these forces have had for many hundreds or several hundred years, called that goes under the New World Order agenda, part of it is to create a one world global digital currency, which is exactly indirectly what Bitcoin is as well. So it's but hopefully Bitcoin stands for freedom. I really, really hope that. And if so, it's fantastic. But if it's their creation and we are being sucked into it, then it's bad news. So
I don't believe it's bad. I don't know about the euro. What do you think about it?
I have no idea.
Okay, it's the thing that Ronald Bernard wants to start, but he didn't get a permission yet to start a bank, but he's working on it.
I say there's so many wonderful people working on different solutions at the moment in so many different areas. So it's fantastic to see. And so hopefully if one doesn't work, then the other one will. And if that doesn't work, then another one will. And many are trying to find the solutions to the same problems.
Yeah, and I'm trying to live from the basic emotion of love and not from fear. But many people, they're being so scared because they lose their job, they lose their money. And that's where they hit the people hardest. The little companies are closed. The schools are closed for a month in Italy now, so nobody can go to work. It's just terrible.
It is. Now, this big operation called that goes on the name of Corona, I mean, that is a massive, massive scare propaganda machine.
Yes.
That is there to inflict fear on a global scale so that we will accept their solution. Because it is, once again, problem, reaction, solution. That they secretly create a problem to get a reaction from the normal person in the on the street, and the reaction they want to create is just an out, like a scream of fear, an emotional reaction. So we don't think, we just go into emotional mode and just like, oh my God, that's so awful, help us, we need protection. And then we turn towards the people we think are there to protect us,
yeah.
not understanding that it's actually them who have created the problem, saying, please save us, and they will then say, well, the only way we can save you with this horrible problem, and boom, in comes the solution.
Yeah.
And so, and the solution is something we would never ever have accepted had it not been for the problem. So problem, reaction, solution. And this one you see over and over and over and over again being played out.
Yes.
It's a psychological operation, you know, a psychological thing that, a weapon that is being used against us. So
yes.
that is very aware. And it's very important also to understand that the solution we're being offered was there from day one. In this case, if we go to the Corona scenario, that if maybe you're going to want to go there later, but the solution is the vaccine. And I can guarantee you this whole thing about them working day and night on creating the vaccines, absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
The vaccine was there from day one.
Yeah.
So there was a question, how are we going to manage to scare the global population so much that they will accept this this it's actually a biological weapon of mass destruction. It is a horrible, horrible, horrible thing that is in these alleged vaccines. So it's terrifying what's in them.
Yes.
So, yeah, so it's we're in the middle of a massive, we're living sort of like in the middle of one of these, I think, almost the biggest global psychological operation ever.
Yeah, though there's a medicine woman. There's a medicine woman in the Netherlands. She has a good solution. She says, go to the station where you have to get the vaccine. Tell the nurse you want to look on the little that says what's in it. Read what's in it. Then empty it in the where the water runs down the sink. Empty it, and tell the nurse to write down that she vaccinated you.
Well, if you can find a nurse like that. I wish it was that easy, because also nowadays in these many of these vaccines, I think there's about 67 vaccines out there now. But there's also part of that is ID tracking, ID 2020 tracking, which is like a nano chip in this that will
track.
Give them the. Yeah, it's a tracking device.
Yeah.
And once that's in your system, then this, you know, like, I don't know how it is in Belgium, but in Spain and here in Indonesia and so on, if you go into a shop, they will very often check your temperature with one of these white devices.
Really?
Is
no,
that...
they don't do that here.
Oh, thank God for that. But it's everywhere here. You cannot go in anywhere without them checking the temperature. But
is
the
that
thing
even
is,
legal?
It is what it is. They do it. It's
well, I would refuse it.
They have the digital infrared thermometer, and it has nothing to do with the temperature. That is the device that they are going to check the ID 2020 scan for the chip with. It's sort of like a stepping stone, a soft way of getting into us getting used to this device, so that you know, you cannot come into the shop without a mask and the temperature checking. That will soon be exchanged with not a mask, and then check the chip. So it's...
What about the people who have asthma, who are not allowed to wear masks and have a little note from their doctor?
What about them? I haven't seen it work very well. It totally depends on where you are and how the officials are. I mean, many people in uniform are very aware that this is so mad and so wrong, and they're feeling awful having to push it on people, you know, themselves. So I often try to focus on reaching people in uniform to get them to understand that they're actually working against the population and are actually defending the problems that they should be defending us from. You know, the big bad boys are on the other side, and they're actually they're thugs. So it's
Yes.
like it's so upside down.
Yes. I've heard that there are people from outside the Earth, I call them extraterrestrial friends, who are helping, who are cleaning up radiation that's leaking from the submarines out of Russia, nuclear radiation. So, do you not think it's possible that they will also stop this madness, like 5G and the chipping and everything?
What I believe is that this is ultimately a spiritual war, and that there's so much going on, so much more going on than we have any idea about. You know, we're more down, or at least I am more down on the street level trying to help as much as I can here. But I know for sure that there are much, much bigger forces that are both trying to fight us and help us on a spiritual level. If this goes under aliens or angels or whatever it is, I know that I'm just a small little part in this whole thing, and that the real fight is so, so much bigger.
Yeah, I saw a UFO once. It was cigar shaped. It was about 20 times as big as an airplane. And I got a message from the people in it, and they said, "Don't be afraid, we come in peace." And I felt that was right. They were the good guys. So since then, I know for sure that they're there. And with my ex-husband, I saw nine orange balls floating over our village one day, really, really big, like maybe 20 times as big as an airplane. And they didn't give a message, but we were feeling very peaceful feelings, and we were like, "Oh, wow, something like this exists, they're there." So yeah, you feel a lot of love.
Yeah, it's fantastic when you get a sort of like a visual contact like that, and as personal experience, that is amazing.
Yeah.
So,
And I was afraid to tell about it for many years, but now I'm not afraid of anything anymore, and I just tell people, and I don't care what they think about me.
is that letting go of fear, I think, is the key to getting out of this situation, you know, because the only way out is in. And it's on the inside of you, in your heart and in your mind, where you can deal with fear, and also where you can let it go. And that is where the real battle is, because if you let yourself be controlled by fear, you are screwed.
If you let everything go, if you are detached from everything and everyone, I think that's the best. I mean, I had this great lesson. My ex-husband hit me and I had to flee and I had to let everything go. All my material stuff, it was gone. No money, I was on the street for 3 days. So yeah, that's how you learn to let go, detach.
It is, and life has this fantastic way of showing us sometimes through difficult situations like the one you just described,
Yeah.
but often indirectly that can become a blessing if you decide to turn it into something that you gain knowledge from and wisdom from. So
Yes.
I think many of these so-called traumas that we experience, I have a lot of
Yeah.
them. If you turn them around, you can turn them into something very beautiful, because they give you the understanding and compassion for people that are going through similar things
Yes.
that you would not have had you not had to go through these things yourself.
Yes.
So, and I think victimhood, if we think about that, I mean, you were hit, you could very easily have gone into victimhood. That is a major trap, you know,
Yes.
and if you become a victim, you lose power. You totally lose power, and you start the blaming game, and then you neutralize. Nothing good would come out of that. But if you can do what you did and turn it around and empower yourself by detaching, that is a fantastic way out. And keeping the focus on love, compassion, forgiveness when you surf through dark waters, that I believe is the way forward.
Yeah, there are people who are doing terrible things, but we have to forgive them and send them love. It's the only way to save the world. Sharing shall save the world.
Excellent, excellent. But this is indirectly what this situation we're going through right now. I mean, most people say, oh, it's so horrible, it's so horrible. But at the same time, if you look at it, there's a lot of absolutely amazing things going on as well.
Yes.
Where the world has finally decided on one thing. The whole world decided, let's stop this mad rat race because of a virus or whatever. Forget about that. But finally, we gave Mother Earth a chance to breathe and stop raping her for a while.
Yes.
And I think there's also this a regrouping act of getting back into balance where we were so out of balance before. While these dark forces are really terrorizing, I mean, they are scary. It's like horrible what's going on. In many ways, there's also this beautiful, beautiful thing evolving at the same time.
Yes, because it's all going more local. Neighbors are starting to get to know each other. People have been living next to each other for years and they didn't know each other. And now they're starting to connect because they cannot go anywhere.
It's like we were talking about 2020. I said it's the year of the great retreat. People were talking about reset and stuff like that. But it was also the year of the great retreat where the world just suddenly had to say, who am I? I'm going to suddenly find out, oh my God, who are they? Well, they're your children, they've grown up, they're teenagers now.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? Well,
did you make monsters out of them or did you make loving people out of them?
Exactly. And here it is, you know, how is your family life? Are you still in love with your wife? Are you going to bite the head of each other? Or, you know, and I've heard many, many beautiful things happening where people have sort of come to an understanding of, oh my God, our life before was just mad. It was just so crazy. We were working nonstop and putting ourselves in debt up over the years for what? Work even more so that you could save time by destroying your food in the microwave so that you could so you had to work even more to get a bigger car so that you can come home sooner, so that you don't have to spend. It was just mad.
Yeah, and people who are having lovers next to their wife or husband, they're being found out now. The truth is coming out. It's a great experience. But if you're locked in, if it's a lockdown, you cannot go to your lover. You have to stay with your wife.
That is so true. Yeah. And really, it was like, I felt like 2020 was a bit like having to look yourself in the mirror, saying, who are you? Who are you? And or who am I? And how do I feel about this creation that I created? Am I happy about it? Am I healed in all areas, or are there areas where I need healing that I should focus on more? And so a lot of good things have happened. Also, nature had a chance to regroup and recover.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. We were in lockdown in 2 months in Spain, where we weren't allowed outside at all, and the sea was just suddenly you could start seeing fish, you know, and the dolphins came into the port and in Italy as well, and the water started clearing up and the sky started clearing up, and it was really crisp, you know, when the air was so crisp and fresh and amazing and horrible. So it's like the yin and yang variation of life, you know.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to end the interview, I think.
I would very much like if I can end with a prayer because of what we've been talking about. It's a prayer. I'm not religious, but
me neither.
Because I think very often religion is used as a control mechanism against the population. The prayer goes like this. May the entire universe be filled with peace and joy, love and light. May everyone, and especially the ones who heard us, be filled with peace and joy, love and light. May the light of truth overcome all darkness. So victory to that light.
Beautiful.
It is without these absolute assholes and psychopaths, we wouldn't have been forced to face ourselves the way we are. We wouldn't have met so many thousands and even millions of people, wouldn't have met each other through these difficult times. You know, so indirectly we have to thank so-called horrible people. I don't hate them, I don't feel anger towards them. What I do react against are their sins, their actions, you know, not them as individuals, because their actions is absolutely horrible.
Yes.
But on a spiritual level, I call them dark angels. They're there to help the rest of us evolve.
Yes.
And they're taking on a lot of bad karma on their shoulders to help us get butts off the sofa and start doing something. Because without them, we wouldn't have done it. We would just continue straight towards the edge of absolute disaster.
Yes. Wow. Thank you, Ole. Thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you.